with me in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6. And we'll begin reading there in verse number 12. In sequence now, we have studied and we have seen the Old Testament describe the wrath of God. The title of our series in the six messages prior and in this final message is Raptured from Wrath. The believer has been promised three different times in the New Testament that they would be delivered from the wrath to come. Romans chapter 5 verse 9, the first time the Apostle Paul mentions it. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 10, once again he mentions being delivered from the wrath, the future wrath, the coming wrath, the day of the Lord, the wrath of God. Now, the last time he mentions it is in chapter 5, verse 9, and there in series and in sequence, right within the context of the classic rapture passage, Paul once again mentions that we are not appointed unto wrath, but to obtain salvation or deliverance by our Lord Jesus Christ. There he speaks in context about the day of the Lord, the wrath of God, that the unbeliever, it will come upon them as a thief, but the believer is not in darkness, but is instead delivered by the rapture, being aware. The awareness of the believer is seen in Matthew 24, and here in 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul emphasizes how the believer will be aware of the times and the seasons, focusing his eyes upon what Jesus had said. When all these things begin to come to pass, then look, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. That's found in Luke 21. Your redemption, your full redemption, draws near when you see all these things begin to come to pass. And so as we time and look at these passages where the day of the Lord, the sign of the day of the Lord, the coming of Jesus, are in fact a same day occurrence as we saw in Luke chapter 17 when Jesus emphasized, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man, when he comes, just as it was in those two times when God judged the earth, so will it be when he finally judges the earth during his great wrath, which is the day of the Lord, the most prophesied event in Scripture. God is at this moment preparing the earth, preparing his people for this great time of judgment. The rapture is a major event, but it is not the main event. The main event is the day of the Lord. More scripture content throughout the Bible has been given to that prophesied time when God's day begins, when man's day is over, when God begins to judge the earth according to the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ and the prophets. There are 10 different records showing, 5 in the Old Testament, 5 in the New, showing this sign when God will darken the sun and the moon, and the stars shall fall from heaven, the powers of heaven shall be shaken, Matthew 24, Luke chapter 13, or Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21, Acts chapter 2, of Revelation 6 are the 5 places that you can find this sign, which is not only supernatural, it is earth-shaking. It will be seen by all. It will be a global event, just as a shaking of the earth, as we read here in Revelation chapter 6, beginning in verse 12. Here are the 6th seal. After progressively opening these seals, we see 4 horse riders. Seal 1 through 4. The rider there is the Antichrist. He is inflicting punishment upon God's people in the 5th seal. showing where the martyrs are under the altar in heaven and crying out to God, how long will it be until you judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? This shows that the event that's being spoken of here, the men and women who were responsible for martyring these saints that are under the altar, are still alive on the earth. Then the sixth seal begins in verse 12. Let's begin reading there. And I beheld when he, the Lamb, had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it's rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? Our Father, we thank you once again as we complete these series of messages on how we will be delivered, the believer, from your wrath to come. We will be raptured from wrath, as we'll see in this closing message. Father, help us to see the timing and how you're going to bring events to pass. Show us from your word, not from some theory of man, but from your word, how these things will unfold, and how you will give peace to your children, the believer, the born again, blood washed saint of God, will receive comfort when they know the truth. The truth surely shall set them free. Help us, Lord. Fill me with your spirit. Give me the ability to preach so that we might understand your word by your spirit. In Jesus' name, for his sake alone. Amen. Revelation chapter 6, in sequence, these seals are progressive. The first four show that there will be a horseman and a rider, a symbolic person at this point, but in reality, it is pointing to the real person of the rise and fulfillment of prophecies in the person of the Antichrist himself. The book of Daniel says much to harmonize with what's happening here. Revelation 13 will go on to describe this ruthless man's rule over the entire earth. He is a global ruler in that day. This man will rise to power and will punish the earth, as we see here in the first four seals. And he will punish Christians, as seal number five shows. However, these events are not supernatural events. We studied what is the wrath of God by the description of the Old Testament prophets. We studied the wrath of God and what it is not according to these seals, which are in fact the wrath of Satan. Revelation 12:12 talks about Satan's great wrath, the great tribulation. Never was it like that before upon Christians. And this seal number five shows the results. It shows that the martyrs are now under the altar. These have been martyred, and they're crying out to God as to when God is going to judge, showing that his judgment had not yet begun. There have been no supernatural events involved in the first four seals, and surely seal number five, which shows the martyrdom of his own children, would not be from the hand of God. These are, in fact, the results of Satan's wrath as spoken of in Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. He knows that he has but a short time, and so he recruits the Antichrist and the false prophet, and they have a rule over the earth for 3.5 years, a strong rule. Not only the 3.5 years spoken of there in Revelation 12, but it's also delineated in the book of Daniel, the prophet. Jesus mentions one of those events in Matthew 24, verse 15, when he says that the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, which occurs at the midpoint of the 70th week of Daniel. God is preparing Israel. God is preparing the earth for that great day to come. The 70th week of Daniel finishes those weeks which are promised to be upon Daniel's people and upon the holy city of Jerusalem. Three events, major events, have already occurred in God's preparation of the earth. Those three events, number one, the Jews went back to their land. Number two, the Jews became a people. There is a nation of Israel, 1948. Number three, the Jews control Jerusalem, the Six-Day War of 1967. Those three events are supernatural, miraculous events that God has brought to pass, and it is part of his preparation. There will be a temple. There will be 12 tribes recognized. There will be a holy place. There will be sacrifices offered. All of these events will come to pass before the 70th week begins. They are necessary in order for the 70th week, because the first 69 weeks were under the Old Testament practices, the Old Testament law, the sacrificial system, the temple, the holy place, the 12 tribes. All of these things are God's preparation for the 70th week and for his return, when he will rescue the saints by rapture. Raptured from wrath is our focus. And here in the book of Revelation, the first time wrath is mentioned is in verse number 16. It is there called the wrath of the Lamb. The Lamb of God. It is God's Lamb. He is God's Lamb. He has paid the penalty. He is the only one that could provide a sacrifice for the sins of mankind. Jesus, who is the Lamb, is also the judge. However, throughout the book of the Revelation, you'll find the word Lamb 28 times referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a book of redemption. Jesus, in fact, is involved here, showing that he is not only the judge, but this wrath comes from the Lamb who supplied God with the perfect sacrifice in order that mankind might be forgiven of their sin. Have you repented of your sin? Have you turned to Jesus for salvation? Has his blood covered your sins? His sacrifice was given for you. It was the only way God could bring these things to pass, so that he might provide redemption for mankind. Here he's called the Lamb in verse 12. However, in this context, it says the wrath of the Lamb. Look at 17. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Chapter 7 shows a parenthesis. And in this message, what we want to focus upon is, when will this wrath occur upon the earth? When is it going to happen? How does God point to this event? And it's clear that in chapter 7 there are two events that are going to occur before the seventh seal is opened in chapter 8 verse 1, which opens up the scroll and allows the contents of the scroll, which in fact is, the contents are, the great day of his wrath. That phrase in chapter 6, verse 16 and verse 17, well, actually verse 17, for the great day of his wrath is come, that's saying in the Greek grammar that it is about to occur. It is impending. All events are about to occur that will allow God to judge the earth. Before he judges the earth, chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, he seals 144,000 Jews. He seals them so that they will not be hurt. They are his possession. They are his, in his power, in his control. They have surrendered their lives unto the Lord God of heaven. Notice the word in chapter 7, verse 3. It says they are sealed, the servants of our God. The word servants there emphasizes the fact that these men have given themselves, and that word is describing Jesus in the New Testament. It describes Paul and Peter and Jude and John, all who claim that word servant. And so these men, prior to their sealing, have given themselves to God. They've surrendered their lives to be used for the glory of Jesus Christ. These men are prepared servants of God. They are sealed, and they are saved prior to their sealing, because they have already attained the status of servants. Go down to verse 9, because the verses 1 through 8 basically tell of that action of the 12 tribes from which these men will come. Verse 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, people, and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. They cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation. The article the, or the, is not in the King James Version, but it's in the Greek text. It's the only place where you'll find the word great tribulation with the article. The reason it's there is because now the great tribulation is over. It has an article to point to the fact that this is, in fact, the great tribulation. None was like it, according to Matthew 24:21. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night. Day and night in his temple. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. Now they've been described as coming as an innumerable multitude, coming from all nations, all kindreds, all people, all tongues. And in fact, these are the saints of the ages, the results of the rapture. And if you look to Matthew 24, turn there if you would, you'll see the sequence of events here in Matthew 24, because Jesus, in fact, gave Matthew 24 in a chronological structure so that the four disciples who were asking him the question, the two questions about the end of the age and his coming, that was his purpose. He answered and gave them a chronological unfolding. And if you look in verse 29, he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Here Jesus shows that these same signs, this great sign in the heavens, is immediately after the great tribulation, which he has pointed to. Look at verse 21 of Matthew 24. For then shall be great tribulation, there is no article there, such as was not since the beginning of the world of this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. So Jesus is showing here in verse 29 that immediately after that great tribulation, these signs will occur in the heavens. The sign is in fact the sign of the beginning, pointing to the fact that the day of the Lord is about to begin. There will be no doubt in anyone's mind when God darkens the sun and the moon and the stars fall from heaven, this great shaking occurs, a global earthquake, according to Revelation 6, when this great shaking occurs, it is of God. He is intervening. It is a supernatural event, and it will be seen by all. So it's immediately after the Great Tribulation being shortened because, according to verse 21, no flesh would be saved except that those days be shortened, verse 21 and 22. And so that's where we're at here in Revelation 6. And so he rescues his own out of the Great Tribulation from Antichrist persecution, and they are seen as an innumerable multitude in heaven. That shows us the sequence. That shows us that according to Matthew 24, the next event, the angels gather the elect. The coming of the Son of Man occurs. He is seen in the clouds. He sends his angels. There is a great sound of a trumpet. All of these events are in 1 Thessalonians 4. These four different items: the coming, the angels, the blast of the trumpet, the great shout. God is intervening in earth. The great Shekinah glory in power and great glory lightens the earth because it has been darkened by God previously. For what length of time? We don't know. Is it a day? Probably. Is it an hour? Oh, yay. It must be at least an hour and maybe a day. But then Jesus comes to gather his saints. Will we know it? Yes, we will. We'll know, and so will everybody else, that God has intervened and he comes and rescues his own. This innumerable multitude stands before the throne. Now, here's my question. Some believe and have a theory that there will be a rapture long before this, before the Great Tribulation, before the 70th week of Daniel. As a matter of fact, they say the rapture occurs the same day that the great day of the Lord begins. And it does, but it begins somewhere in the midst of the 70th week after the abomination of desolation, showing that the saints will in fact experience the persecution and the presence of the Antichrist. But if this theory is true, if the saints have been raptured at the beginning of the 70th week, then where are they in heaven at this great moment when all are standing before the throne? There's no other group besides this group that God has brought out of great tribulation when he shortened it in order to rescue his own. Just like he rescued Lot. Just as he rescued Noah and his family from the judgment to come, the same day will God rescue the saints. And that's who these people are. Then again, the question should be, if the saints have been rescued before, they've been raptured earlier, according to this theory, then where are they? Everybody in heaven is standing here, but there's no saints except these that have been brought out of great tribulation. So you see the sequence? Jesus said, after the abomination of desolation, there'd be great tribulation, such as was not, Matthew 24, 21. Then he says, immediately after this tribulation, these signs are seen, which are the same as the signs in Revelation 6, verse 12. The darkening of the sun and the moon, the stars falling from heaven, the powers of heaven shaken. Those things have occurred here in sequence, in chronological order, after the five seals were opened, the sixth seal was opened, the two events, the sealing of the 144,000, who will in fact go through the day of the Lord. They are seen in Revelation 9, verse 4, as being protected by this seal, so that they might have a ministry during the time of God's judgment, bringing people to Christ. So God has a plan, and it's unfolding, and it's about to come to pass that when he believes and knows it's time, then the rest of the events that are pointed out here in Revelation 6 and in Matthew 24 will sequentially come to pass. And God will rescue his own before the great and terrible day of the Lord. We will be raptured from wrath. Look at chapter 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer, filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it unto the earth. And there were voices, and thunderings, and lightnings, and an earthquake. These proceed from the throne of God, the voices and thunderings and lightnings. You'll see them in chapter 4, verse 5, as being an ongoing event in heaven. But when the earthquake comes, that shows that God now has begun to judge the earth. Just as the earthquake in Revelation 6:12, the earthquake now comes from the throne of God. It is sent by these angels, which had the seven trumpets. They prepared themselves to sound, and the first angel sounded, and then the judgment began to fall upon the earth. God's wrath now has begun. After he has prepared the earth, after he has sealed 144,000 Jewish witnesses, after he has raptured the saints out of the great tribulation, that innumerable multitude standing before him in heaven, after these events in the earth's preparation, now it's time for his wrath. There is the sequence. There's the order. It's the same as the one given by Jesus in Matthew 24. It's the same as the one given by Jesus in Luke 21. It's the same as the one given by Jesus in Mark 13. Here in Revelation chapter 6 and 7, and culminating in the wrath of God in verse 8, when the seventh seal is opened and the contents of the scroll are poured out upon the earth, which is the very wrath of God as described by the Old Testament prophets. Five Old Testament prophets spoke of this sign in the heavens. Five New Testament writers show that this sign is a major event in the plan of God. The impact that it has upon the end of the age shows the chronological structure timed with the revelation of Jesus Christ, and the Gospels of Jesus Christ show clearly that we will certainly, most certainly, be raptured from wrath. Our Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that as we study, we can see you have a plan. You are executing your plan flawlessly. You are right on time. And we thank you for the comfort that we can have by knowing the truth and allowing the truth to set us free. Lord, teach us. Embed these truths in our hearts. And might we be soul winners for Jesus because of it. And might we alert those who are dying and going to hell, that they might receive Jesus and turn to him with all their heart, that they might be born again. We'll thank you for what you'll do because of your word, in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.